You're listening to SBS News.
Trudging on a painfully slow commute into the CBD is a headache shared by drivers in capital cities across the country. Now the Grattan Institute says it's no longer an option to simply build more roads. Grattan's Transport and Cities Program Director Marion Terrell says the only way to ease the congestion is to charge drivers to use the roads.
The way we've been dealing with congestion for decades has been to build more roads and to add more public transport capacity. That strategy has led to the level of congestion that we see today.
It follows the example of other major cities across the world. Singapore saw a reduction of congestion by 24% on its inner city roads, Stockholm over 20%, and London 30% in the first 2 years after introducing the charges. Marion Terrell says those who'll be subjected to the congestion charge are typically those who can most afford it.
A lot of people do work in the city and they mostly take public transport. The people who don't take public transport on the whole are very much wealthier than usual.
The latest data shows congestion across all major cities is getting worse, with average speeds declining by 3.6% in Brisbane, 3.5% in Sydney, and leading the crush is Melbourne, with speeds reducing by 8.1% over the last 5 years. Motoring groups agree something needs to be done. But Peter Katsidimas from the RACV says a user pays system for all roads is a better option.
There's a lot of taxes already in that drivers are paying. We believe changing that to make it fairer, so it's based on when you drive, where you drive, the distance you drive, and the type of vehicle. That is a fairer system.
Grattan Institute modelling suggests even a modest charge to enter the city limits during the morning peak could reduce traffic by 40% and increase speeds by 16%. It's suggesting a three-stage reform, starting with a cordon charge for drivers who cross the CBD boundary at peak times. Then within the next 5 years, it wants to roll out charges for use of busy freeways and arterials at peak hours. Then finally, it says drivers should be charged for every kilometre driven across the city's entire road network. But state governments aren't excited by the idea. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
We've been really clear that we're not putting tolls on existing roads, and that's essentially what a congestion tax is. We've decided instead, Virginia, to invest in, you know, the biggest program of upgrades in our public transport and road network that the state's ever seen.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's heard it all before.
This issue comes up about twice a year and we rule it out twice a year, so I'll rule it out again. It's because we've made massive improvements in public transport and we see people having more options, and when you think about it, people pay tolls.
Queensland's Transport Minister Mark Bailey and West Australian Premier Mark McGowan are also ruling it out. The Grattan Institute's recommendations did not suggest a price for the congestion charge, but Marion Terrell suggested it should be similar to the cost of public transport. She says the charge could be collected using licence plate recognition technology, but while reducing the number of cars on the road is a popular notion, commuters in Melbourne don't like the idea of paying for it.
I don't think it's congestion tax actually stops traffic.
We need to invest more on alternative ways of getting to the city rather than charging people.
They can organise it in a much more better manner.
The Grattan Institute says while history shows the general public is typically hostile towards a congestion charge at the offset, that soon changes when the congestion begins to ease. Abby Dinham, SBS News.